Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you. How best you can
come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know where we were last night, but this is not the church that met last week. We are behaving as if we are a bunch of new people. We've never been here before. In this church, there's an attitude we have. Hallelujah. We are not afraid to show our excitement. We are not ashamed to let people know that we are happy to be where we are. Hallelujah. So look at the nearest sister and tell the sister that I am not allowing you to spoil that was here yet. And in case the person by you is not a visitor, tell the person that stop what you are doing. Because we are behaving as if we are 80-year-olds and 90-year-olds in this building. But when I look around, I don't see that. Are there young people in the house of the Lord? Is somebody excited to be in the presence of the Lord? You know, this service is called the First Work Service. And it's the first work because God is our first love. Hallelujah. And when you are in love, you don't think about who is standing by you. I can't feel you at all. I don't know who got you angry before you came. I don't know what you were thinking about before you came, but once you have entered this auditorium, understand that you have come to the bestest place anybody can be in on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah. So you should let yourself go and you should be excited that you are here. Amen. Now we have reached the part of the service that is the bestest part of the service. Understand that some of the most powerful sermons we read in the Bible, Jesus preached them on a desert. There was no roof, there was no plastic chair, but the person bringing the word was the Christ. And we are blessed that in our midst we have one of God's choicest gifts. So don't let where you are sitting be a bother. Don't let the dust in the air be a bother. Be interested in the sermon that is coming. Hallelujah. Because this morning, God is on a rescue mission. And you are his target. Your destiny is on the mind of God. Your soul is on the mind of God. God is on a mission to transform your life. That is why I want everybody in this building to stand to your feet. We are giving honor to whom honor is due. The word of God is about to come. God is ready to affect your life. And the messenger of God is ready to bring God to you. It's a man you are coming to hear, but it is God speaking to you. That is why, church, I want us with Jesus' joy in our heart to welcome onto our international pulpit our pastor, God's own anointed, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo, as he comes. Oh, and your shout can be louder this morning. Your shout can be better this morning.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hey, hey, hey.
Hallelujah. I can feel your excitement. And ask the Lord to give you a spirit of joy. Joy.
Listen,
it's a specific prayer we are praying.
Lift your hands
and ask the Lord to give you joy. Joy in His presence. Joy in His presence. Joy in His presence. Joy in His presence. Father, we thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Father, we are grateful.
Jesus, Lord.
Now, listen. Tell the Lord to speak to you today. Tell the Lord to talk to you today. Lift your hands and pray.
Oh, Jesus.
ask him.
I want to hear from you, Lord. I want to hear from you. I want to hear you talk to me.
Talk to me today.
I want to hear you talk to me. 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 I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you, Lord. I've come to 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 you, Lord. I've not come to any man. I've come to you, Lord. You know me. Oh, yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Are the film stars ready? They are not ready. All right. So, ask your neighbor, are you ready to hear the word of God? You are ready? My brother, please take the earpiece from your ear. Just for the time, so you can hear the word of God. Are you happy to be in church? Are you happy to be here? You are happy. Clap your hands for Jesus, everyone. Now, this morning, I want to remind all of you that we have a very powerful camp with our prophets. Next week, Sunday. Next week, Sunday, we are going to Mampong. Next week, Sunday. And I hear Monday is a holiday. Not tomorrow, Monday. A week from today, we'll come to church just like this. After church, we'll go home and pack our things and go to Mampong. I'm not sure if we have registered here. Yes. 25. That's very low. So make sure you register for the camp. That is what I was talking about last week. That the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Unbelievers, when they are living their lives, one of the things they do is that they take their nonsense to other places. So whatever they do, there is also a going out to a place. So you have friends, like on a holiday, people who go to nightclubs and so on, they organize themselves and travel to the beach. Because there is, listen, when you are doing something at a place and you don't, and what you are doing doesn't make you go out of that place to other places to do things that relate to where you are, it's okay. Please leave them. She's going out. I'm repeating myself. When you are doing something at a place and what you are doing doesn't make you go to other places to do things that are related to what you are doing, it means that you are not doing it well. So if you have a shop, you are selling books,
and you don't, in the selling of the books, go to other places to do things related to your shop, and all you do is just sit there in the shop, then you are not. You can be sure that the best is not coming out of what you are doing. So people travel. Please lower the volume. Cut it, please. So people travel and go and spend time outside, far from where they are, to do things so that what they are doing at the place will be done well. That is how the prophet Samuel was born. His mother traveled. They were going to church where they lived. But once a year, they traveled. So she traveled and went far. And there she got something that she had not had in her local church for a very long time. So I'm saying that the camp is a very important thing for you. It was originally 3 nights. Now it's 2 nights. Register. Let your Basenta leader register you, or other leaders in the constituency register you. You can even invite your friend to join you. There's feedback here. You can even invite your friend to join you. You may not have such an experience ever again. So when you have such an experience where you travel and be at a camp, I want you to take it very seriously. Amen. And it's also a big blessing that the Monday is a holiday. So, it's very important. Very important that we make it to the camp. This morning, I'm preaching about how God takes you deeper.
Oh, how God takes you deeper. I love this church.
Say, I am going deeper.
I am going deeper.
Oh, I can't hear you. Say, I am going deeper.
I am going deeper.
There must be a plan. There must be what?
A plan.
Everybody here must have a plan. And the plan, do you want to know the plan?
Yes,
sir. The plan is that you must be wiser than a tree. Wow. I must be wiser than a tree. I see trees around. You see the tree standing there? Every day that passes, it goes deeper into the soil. It goes deeper into the soil. It goes deeper into the soil. And deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. When you are a believer, First of all, last week I told you that unbelievers, people Satan is destroying. You see, in life, the principles are the same. The principles are the same. If you see a car moving, what makes the car move is the same principle that makes a plane also move. Principles. You can't do something else. Tell anybody, you can't do something else. You can't do something else. There are cars that use petrol. Some cars I know use diesel. Some cars I know use electricity. Some cars use gas. But whether it is diesel or gas or petrol or electricity, the principle of combustion is the same. Once you move away from the principle, it means your car cannot move. Listen very carefully. That is how things are done in life. You see that people who are in the world making laptops and TV, they are not at the same level all the time. They are always going deeper and deeper. Very important. Many years ago, a TV was not flat like this. I don't know when you were born, but the TV was very big. But now, it's flat. Cars are changing. Unbelievers, whatever they are doing, they go deeper and deeper and deeper. They smoke and smoke other things and smoke, and then when they have smoked everything, then they start sniffing. All to give them deeper and more powerful feeling. You see, you as a believer, you as a Christian must ask yourself, am I going deeper in the things of God? Am I going deeper? Last week, and I want to read that verse again to you, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Okay, I'll read it to you. You know something? Turn everything off. Allow me to just preach so that I don't depend on you to disturb the service. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you can now turn to your own Bible. It says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Say, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. So, everybody listen to me. How many of you are interested in God? Yes. All right. So, if this is God, there are superficial things. There are things without any effort you can see. Like the clothes you are wearing are not deep. The clothes you are wearing, it's all about, it's you. It's you. Your clothes, they are not this. So I don't need to even come near you. I can see the flowers on your dress. But there are also deeper things about you. There are deeper things about you. There are deeper things about you. Now, the Bible says that God has got deep things also. Deep. Like, as we come to church here today, yes, it's an effort to come here. But really, what you see in the church, as you see me preaching, the dancing stars, the choir, the brothers, the ushers, as you see all of us here, I mean, it doesn't take much to see the brother behind the keyboard. It doesn't take much to even listen to the message I am preaching. This cannot be all that there is to God. Like, today is Sunday. You've come out of your house with your nice dress. But there are deep things of this same church. Listen very carefully. If you want to enjoy God, you must be interested in going deep into Him. Tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there are things that are going to be done about this church that will not be done today. That one is deeper. That's why last week we saw that there is a first tabernacle. If you came to God, there was a first tabernacle. And then there is a second tabernacle. That one is not seen. When you are walking with God, you must know the things of God that are not deep. When you are relating with an important person, you must know straight away that there are things about the important person that are not deep. So when you are enjoying something from an important person, learn that this one is not deep. You see, every important person has got deep things he can say. Deep things he does. As you are with God, you must know that God also has got, like if I say, let's rise to our feet and pray, it's not deep. Like all of us stand up, it's good. It's part of God. But it's not deep. There's a type of prayer. That one is the deep part. That one is when you enter into your closet. And you are alone. And you are doing the same thing you would have done. You are alone, alone. That, say deep, deep, deep. Say, I'm going deeper. I'm going deeper. When the devil is taking people on a journey, he takes them on a journey by taking them deeper and deeper. You see a girl who has not had sex before. She starts a sexual life. Sometimes she's in her room watching pornography. Has a boy somewhere. We don't have sex. Just chatting. After some months, you see, the thing is getting deeper. Because the devil will never allow you to remain at the same level of whatever you are doing. The devil will never allow you. Never allow you. You go deep. Till a day comes, you and the boy are having sex. Which is deeper than texting the boy. Which is deeper than just admiring him. Then you begin a life Now that the devil knows that you are a sexual girl, then he starts. Goes deeper. The next time, it's not with that boy. It's with another boy. Till now you are in the university and you are more sexually active than your mother who gave birth to you. That's still not deep. When you finish school, when your friends are trying to buy scarf and wig and cloth and have an engagement and marry, you don't want to marry. Because you got a boyfriend. A married man is taking care of you. Somebody is. And before you know it, you are now a second wife with four children, with somebody's husband. And it goes deeper and deeper. Satan will never allow you. If you are into unbeliever music, there are deeper, deeper lives. There are songs that are not different from pornography. Recently, I heard a song we used to sing. We used to dance to in the nightclub. This is about 40 years ago. When I heard the song, I said, "But this is gospel music today. The words, is gospel music." We were smoking and dancing. There was nothing much. I said, "This is gospel. The nightclub." But as time has gone on, there are songs that you can hear and feel like having sex. I'm just saying to you today that the devil always takes people deeper and deeper. Those who steal on the internet. Those who steal. Years ago, they were doing pickpockets. They go deeper into the internet. As they are there on the internet, calling you, sending email. Some years back, about 10 years ago, they will send emails. They will send text message. I mean, now, they are not even on the internet. I mean, they left that place where you are. There's a place called the dark web. It's not your internet. Yes, it's a dark web. I mean, that place, I mean, it's deep. And you see, if you go to the sea, depending on where, what type of sea you are at, what, not this type of Osu in Shona. If you travel to the some places, you can see the fishes. Inside, moving, it's clear water. It's clear. Because the sunlight goes inside. Oh, but if you go 200 meters into the same sea, it's dark. As you sit here listening to me, I want to announce to you live. Listen to me now. I'm telling you live. This is a live announcement. Satan is drawing you deeper to destroy you. Notice it and escape now. Escape now. The Bible says that the people of this world are getting worse and worse.
Worse and
worse. Worse and worse. Worse and worse. If you don't hold on to God, if you don't hold on to God, you will be surprised at what you can become. That's why today I'm preaching about going deeper, because you and I, not the whole world, just you and I, as for us, we now have found God. So we too, as the unbelievers, are going deeper into their things in the world. We are now also going to go deeper into the things of God. Now, how many of you are interested in going deeper? See, Your friends who don't go to church, I'm telling you, just mark it somewhere. 2 years' time, in 2 years, when you meet them, you will discover that they are deeper into the things they are doing. Those who are betting are not now anymore betting with their money. They are stealing to bet. Yes. They themselves will be running or they are agents of a betting company. So I want to ask you, you and I. Hello? Can you see me, you and I? Let's also make up our mind that as our friends are going deeper in the world, drinking one tot, beer, Guinness, gin, deeper, akpeteshi. Then there's one they use sugar cane. Yes, sugar cane is stronger. They drink. I said, the devil, he will never let you remain at the same level where you are free to decide what. No, he will draw you deeper and deeper, deeper, deeper. Let those who are outside come in. I am talking to you. I'm saying that if you don't listen to me, and you see, as you are sitting here, you have a strong love for the world. If you don't listen to me, you will sit in this church and be destroyed by the devil. Don't allow him to have things in you that he's going to use to get you to go deeper and deeper into you. Because a day will come, like the Bible. You see, Paul, you know, because of the work he was doing, he was often arrested. Yeah. Often. Yeah. Arrested for preaching, arrested. So he spent quite some time in prison, right, in chains. Can you believe that a lot of time he was not alone? Because when they arrested him, they also arrested the people who were with him. Which means that the people who were with him were doing the things Paul was doing. So he would write letters, different letters, different letters. One day, we saw a man with him in prison. And the name of the man was Demas. He was there. When Paul writes, he mentions his name, that I am here with Brother Demas. But as Brother Demas was there with Paul in the church, in prison, doing outreach, preaching, serving God, as he was with him, he also had a love for the world in him. So apparently, as he was going deeper with, because I mean, to preach to us to an extent where you'll be arrested, that's deep. That's deep. Bonky has been jailed in different African countries. That's deep. I mean, when you've not seen jail in what you are doing, then you're also working at a certain level. Yes. For Demas to have entered, that's why it is even said that some of the world's greatest politicians have all been to jail before. I mean, jail is a place, if you've not been there, you are doing it, but you are at a certain level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like an authority figure arrests you and you have no power, like Jesus was in jail before he died. Yes. Demas was with Paul in jail. I'm saying that, you see, as Demas was going deeper into evangelism and deeper into preaching and deeper into serving God, apparently he was also at the same time deep into the things of the world. And I'm now talking to you now. Listen, at a certain time, listen to me very carefully. One of the things you must do as a Christian is to make sure that sin, the world, evil, are not around what you are doing with God. You must spend a lot of your energy eliminating sin. I'm about to explain why. Say, Bishop, why? Say, Pastor, why? Yes. If you are with God, one of the things you must do is not to be neutral or unconcerned about the presence of sin. You must notice it and actively eliminate it. Don't let sin and God and holiness and God's things be together. Why? Eventually, sin will have power over righteousness. I wonder if somebody is listening to me, if anybody is listening to me. Do not have a mind that righteousness is more powerful than sin. So that you are in the choir, you are attending prayer meetings. Who was I talking to? Prayer meeting, outreach. Then you are also listening to unbeliever music, fornicating, watching pornography, and your mind is that the choir, prayer meeting, Bible study, fellowship, basenta. Oh, with time, these things will drown and these things will neutralize. No. No. If you allow sin to be in your life, so eventually we see that Demas, he walked away from Paul. Imagine somebody who is so committed that he preaches with someone and still stays with him till he's arrested and he goes to jail with the person. He's deep. But he was also deep into worldliness. Eventually, that's the point. I'm making a point that sin will always overpower righteousness. They must not be together. Wherever sin and righteousness are together, sin eventually overpowers righteousness. What you do is that you do not have to allow sin to be with righteousness. If you are sitting here, you are fornicating, you are a thief, and you are also a basenta leader. You are the one I'm talking to. Expect that in 5 years' time, you will not be around. Expect that soon, you will not be interested. Sin has more power over you than righteousness. Why? Because two reasons. Number one is that you yourself, you are sin.
not a sinner. You are sin. You are evil. So these things we are doing, coming to church on Sunday morning, preaching, going for outreach. Hey, listen. These things we are doing in church, they are not easy at all. They are not our nature. Sitting here in church this morning is not your nature. Your nature is to sleep. Your nature is to go to parties. It's so easy to smoke and fornicate. I mean, to feel sexy. You don't need to pray. Or why did I say even pray? You don't need effort to fall in love and to want to have sex. It's natural. So when you are here, mommy, please come. Sister, please come. Brother, please come. This brother, he's like me. Because I am the one preaching, I don't want to use myself. So I can stand somewhere and point. So this is the brother. Blue is righteousness. No, you sit down. I want red. Mm-hmm. Yes, come here. Yes. For the sake of the preaching. Red is sin. Sexiness. Feeling, for the sake of the preaching. And this is preaching. Breaking up with boyfriend. Quiet time. Offerings. Tithe. Prayer. Flow prayer meeting. That's blue skirt. Yes. Red is pornography. Parties. Pool parties. Boyfriend. Somebody's husband. That's red. Now, this man standing here. Please sit down. He's not the one. Please come. Yes. So he's red. What you don't know, you are this girl, you this boy, you. All of us are like this. Red already. So if this man is to draw someone naturally, he has to find a rope, chains, and tie them around prayer meetings. Quiet time. Breaking up with your girlfriend, it's an effort. He has to pull. But this one, once he looks at her, she's coming. So meanwhile, this will destroy him. But a lot of his life is this one. So, for him to be able to be deeper to blue and relate well, he must not have this one around at all. Now he can concentrate. Small. But once this one is even here, you see, that is why the first message Jesus preached was repentance. The first thing that is required of you is not church attendance. The first message of John the Baptist was repent. Turn around. Repent means that break away. Break away. Break away. So that, you see, because if you have not repented, turned away from, broken connections to and with sin, and it is around. You see, this, the presence of this in your life, some of you, there's a boy in your life right now. He will never allow you to last in the church. There is a life you are living. It will never allow you to be able to go deeper into this one. You need to make sure you repent and move away. Far! You must never see that girl again. That boy again. You can't be reading your Bible and also be into pornography. Then it is better you use a yam phone. Yes. Anybody here who has a problem with the internet must switch to yam phone. If that is why they will sack you from being a Basenta leader, so be it. Your first duty is not to be a Basenta leader. Your first duty is to break free from sin, and anything you must do must be your priority. Some of you may not even need to be in this church because of a certain girl. Like, because of this girl in this church, I'm leaving the church. I wouldn't want to be in the same church with her. If you don't deal a blow to sin and unrighteousness, you cannot. Anybody who is still accommodating sin and evil and unrighteousness and pretending to be with God is a fool. You are not. You don't understand what you are doing. You are deceived. Check your Bible. The first message was repent, repent, repent. Without repenting, there is nothing like God. Because when sin confronts, it's not your nature to pray. So to concentrate on prayer, you must remove late night parties.
Remove it.
Today, I want to say to you, God wants to draw you deeper. And to be deep, you must not have this one by you. Don't. I want everyone, everybody, including myself, check your life. The things that make you fall easily. Try today. Separate yourself from that. I'm telling that if you don't do it, you are joking. There are many people who are joking. You will carry God and sin together for a while, but at a certain point, sin will always corrupt your righteousness. Evil communication. Evil life. So, everybody, sound man, everybody, pastor preaching, sister ushering, whatever you are, your first responsibility is to separate yourself from the sins and the weaknesses of your life. You can't go with God and still have certain things working together. Eventually, what do we read? Demas, he forsook him. Good always triumphs over evil when it breaks away from it and it's not a part of evil. I'll say it again. Good always triumphs over evil when it is not a part of the evil. Once it is a part of the evil, it has no power to overcome evil. So Jesus one day stood, he raised his hand and said, look, examine me. He said, the prince of this world, he comes, but he has nothing in me. That's how he could raise the dead. That's how he could preach. That's how he had all the power. Because once, as like as I'm standing here, if there is evil in me, I am deceived. Go home and deal with certain habits. Deal with certain people. If you have a problem, there are pastors here. Talk to someone. But don't deceive yourself that you can do God and evil together.
No.
The only power good has over evil is from its separation. Once it is part of evil, it has no power. Do you know how I met her? She was just in the church, whatever. After a few years, she's a prominent person in the church. Do you know how I can have power, or I have authority or influence? Do you know how I have influence over you? Do you want to know why I'm influencing you to be a lady pastor? Because I'm not sleeping with you.
Oh.
Because we don't share church offerings after church. We don't meet in my car and share the offerings. I'm not sinning with you. Once I am away, you can never change your brother if you are living in the same sin that he is in. You can't change your brother. Saviors of men separate themselves from the sins of the world first before they have power to save men. And God has sent all of us. Everyone. You, me, you. All of us. God has sent us. We are ambassadors for Christ. Can you imagine? America sends an ambassador to Russia to represent America. Then they find out that the ambassador himself is a spy. It's a Russian spy. For the ambassador to have a voice, he must not be a part of the Russian life. He must not blend in. That's what the Bible says. Come out from among them. Come out. Leave those friends. Leave that music. Come out of those songs. Come out of those movies. Come out of those friends. Come out of those lifestyle. You can't be in it and have power over it. How can two men be at the bottom of a pit and one is able to bring one out? You can't. You must be up before you can pull the person up. Come come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Anybody here, what, I don't care what you are doing. If there's some things you are doing with a girl, so you are even married, there's another girl in the system, there's a lifestyle, you are drinking here and there, you are with some friends, unbeliever friends, there's some, I'm telling you that it's just a matter of time. I have no power to do anything if within me are lies. Like I have finished lying on a page. I've sent a text message to prophet with lies. No. I can't stand here. And God sent me here to change your life. I am responsible for you. That's why I can't pull you out of the pit you are in when I myself am in the same pit. That is why I want us to clap for our brother Red. Before he can have anything, wave your hands at each other. Wave, come closer, stretch your hand, touch your finger. Uh-huh. No, don't just be touching before just be touching. Before they can do this. Before he do it, keep it. Before he can do this and hold, sometimes you hold a little. Yeah. And stop a little, then you stop. Touch her hair here. Before he can do this, that girl must be found.
What a word.
Have you noticed that the pastors who preach powerfully, if you sit down, you see that the preaching is not really very powerful. Yeah. But the words, the person who is speaking has distanced himself from the people he's speaking to. I'm asking you to break away from your boyfriend. Meanwhile, I myself am sleeping with a chorister in the church. We are both in the pit. So no matter the grammar, homiletics, hermeneutics, no matter the type of thing I'm doing, I am. It's not the English grammar. There is power in me. It's not the arrangement of sentences. No. And some of you are powerless. Well, you can only use your beauty to draw people to church. Oh yes. Like one girl told another pastor. You can only use your beauty or your niceness. A lot of pastors who are very anointed are not even nice people. They are not socially nice people. But go and sit in their church. Plenty of people. Today I came to tell you, God wants to take you deeper. Deeper. And number one, how will God take you deeper? Clap your hands for them. You can sit down. God takes you deeper through your hunger and thirst for more.
Wow. For more.
Your hunger. Matthew 5 and verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You see, today I'm praying for you that something deep, those who just came, they can come inside if they are chairs. Something deep. My prayer for you, look at me. Inside, see what I'm doing? Like this. This. Something inside, something inside. There must be something inside of you that nobody can do from outside. Remind me,
We are buying more chairs this week. There must be a hunger inside of you. There are chairs. I'm ending so quickly. Hurry up. There are some chairs outside. You can bring some of the chairs inside. Are you listening to me? How will you go deeper? More of God.
More of God.
More. You go deeper by being hungry and thirsty. And that one, nobody can do it from outside. You have to ask the Lord for a desire. Psalm 63. Verse 1 says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul. I can't tell your soul to test. You must tell your soul. My soul tested for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. That's the prayer I'm praying as I'm preaching today. Yes, it's really deep in me that God will have mercy on you and let your soul look. As you live here on this earth, you will have moments where you have sinned. You've done something wrong. You've said something wrong. But you must have a soul that picks sin. A soul that detects that you've done something wrong. Say, my soul longeth for thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. May you have a soul that wants more of God. More of God. That one is you. And your soul will have more of God if you are able to eliminate sin and evil people and wrong influences. Once you free yourself, like the lady in red was far from him, then you can even have time to, because you see, that girl feeling far away still doesn't remove your red shirt. You still have it in you. Yes. That girl being far away, there's a red shirt you can never remove. It will be with you. The Bible says that even anointed men of God, they have a treasure in earthen vessels. The container is the red shirt. There is no prayer that can prevent me from being sexy. It's in me. So what do I do? At least I shouldn't bring you near me to come and now add to my problems. I should remove you far so I can concentrate on the God I have found and be near him and love him more. I said there's a reset. You can never remove it. You can never remove it. You serve God with hunger. Let me not talk to you. Let me move away. You will serve God as a married woman in love with somebody else's man. You can die without pain till you die. It's part of life. The rest, the evil in us, the temptation. Jesus, as soon as he began, to the cross, he was tempted till the cross. Gethsemane, he was tempted to have a bodyguard who can just move a knife and cut an ear. That's a sharpshooter. So Jesus could have deployed Peter and then brought legions. He said, no, I'm resisting it. As you are here, there's a red shirt you can never remove. So your only power over your own red shirt is the deeper, more of God, going deeper, going, desiring more, longing for him. It is what helps us. It's what helps us. That's why anointed men are very careful where they spend their time. Very careful. I prefer to be on top of a tree with a few snakes up there than to be in an air-conditioned room with you. Unless you are going nowhere. But if you want God, I mean, I was told that in this service, 28 people want God. Who are the 28 people? The 28 guys who want God. Then have a desire more inside of you here. More. Yearn, long for him. Long for, not just your soul. Can you imagine to have a flesh that likes to sleep, that likes to eat, that likes to fornicate, that likes to eat, watch movies? But this guy, his flesh is not longing for pornography, it's longing for God. So you can have a flesh, you can grow in such a way that even your body, your flesh, which normally likes sin, now likes God. Your flesh, may your flesh like God. Paul knew that he would have no ministry unless there was a desire. Today I want to tell every young boy, young girl, desire to read your Bible. And the Bible that changes you is not a Bible you read only in the morning. Joshua 1:8 is day and night. Today, I want you to desire to have more. You see, that there is something. My brother, please stand up. Let me tell you something. There is something that can happen. You know, years ago, how old are you now? Oh, 15. You're a very tall guy. Just 15. Hmm. 40 years ago, I was like you. I can take you to my father's house. I can take you to a room and show you where I used to lie on the floor with a Bible I bought with my own money. You know, I want to say something to all of you girls and boys. Listen. Let me tell you. You are going to become pastors one day. Amen. So start early by living a life that will give you something to preach about one day. Start early. Start by walking towards Mampong. A day will come, you'll be preaching. What will you say? What examples will you give? Desire more of God. And the first one, this guy, do you want more of God? Maybe I chose the wrong person. You want more of God? All right. Then your first step is to break away. What are the things you should break away from? You yourself.
Sorry. Sin.
What sin should you break away from? You yourself.
Maybe stealing.
Stealing. I used to steal. I used to steal cigarettes. No, where I was, there was no money to steal. If there was money, I would have stolen it. No, there was no money. There was no money. So what I had was my father's shoes, things. I sold them, all of them, to have money to go to a nightclub. I sold everything. Then my friend, we went to his father's house. His father had built a new house. They were going to move into it in about 2 weeks' time. We took a bag. There was a bag called Carlton bag. We took a lot of them, removed all the louver blades, packed them, and went and sold all the louver blades. Today, that friend is dead. I am alive. Because Jesus Christ makes the difference between living and dying. What else are you supposed to stop?
Lying.
And I'm sure there are some things you wouldn't want to say in public. Like what? Sorry. That one is just the two of us. It doesn't concern you. So move far away. Now, one of the ways to move far away from the red is to let your pastor hold your hand. Hold his hand. And take him to a place he does not want to go. A lot of the separation, you can't do it yourself. You must stretch out your hand and say, "Lady pastor, help me. Reverend, help me. Pastor, help me." Many of you must stretch out your hand for one of these pastors to help you, because you are sinking. Thank you. Clap your hands for me. Desire. Say desire. Say desire. I desire. Say I will desire to pray. I'll desire more of God. I'll desire God. I'll desire holiness. Don't live your life without a desire. Because you see, as I'm preaching, I see two types of people. I can feel that there are some people here I am feeding actively. Yeah, I sense a drawing. You are pulling something from me. I feel it. Spiritually. Some too, I can see that they have no interest. Now, do you know why? I can't help you. You can never give water to a man who is not thirsty. No matter the water I have for you, there must be a thirst inside of you. If it's not inside of you, the water I have will not. So, like when you are coming to church, come with expectation. And the more expectation you have, the earlier you will be at the place. Expectation and arriving early are related. Anybody who goes to a place late doesn't have any expectation. Very soon, you are going to have chairs all over here. I'm sure, God willing, I'm very sure by the grace of God, next year by this time, if God wills, we'll have two services here. Amen. Have a desire. Have a desire. Have a desire. Desire the word of God. Yes. How can you be reading a Bible you don't understand? It shows that you are not interested. For you to be reading King James English shows that you are not interested. Yes.
You don't have a desire. Like me, I've been, at least I finished WASI. I did WASI. When I'm reading King James, I don't like it sometimes. So I look for other Bibles. Desire to pray more. Desire to be in God's presence. Desire. Listen to me. Look at me. Are you listening to me? Everybody here should ask, what is there to do on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday? Decide that you will join a group in this church before Sunday and meet somewhere before Sunday. Number two, and I'm ending now. Next week we'll continue. God takes you deeper by convincing you to do more than you did at the beginning.
More than.
Say more.
More.
Say, I will do more. Say, I will do more. Yeah, you must convince. You must allow God to convince you. That is how to go deeper. Anybody here who doesn't think more cannot go deep. Those who go deep, the word on their mind is more.
More
always takes you deeper. More. Revelations chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. Revelations chapter 2. Verse 18 and verse 19. This is the last verse we are reading today. What a beautiful blessing. It says, to the angel of the church in Thyatira, write, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. Yes. Let me tell you. Maybe you didn't hear, but your mind was somewhere. It says, I know your deeds. I know your love. I know your faith. Announcement. As you sit here, God is measuring your deeds. You think you are the first to use a graph? Now, God, every day he plots your faith, your love. I've forgotten I have a big screen here. This is Y. This is X. This is zero. Zero is when you got born again. I'm preaching this morning. That's when you got born again. And right now, you are out here. I want to inform you. God, every day, he plots your deeds level. There's a deed graph, love graph, faith graph, perseverance. That something wants to stop you from serving God, but you are forcing, you are pressing. When he plots your graph, he notices those who are doing more today. Like, he knows where you were yesterday. Yes. It's a place, is it? It says that. And that you are now doing more. It means he knows the quantities. God is the data, is a data officer. Quantity surveyor. He measures the hours of prayers. And he sees that you are doing more. He knows it when you are doing more. And he is happy with you because anybody who does more of anything is going deeper. That's why he commented. Yeah, I am aware that you are doing more. Many of you, it's really your first time. Oh, you've been coming to church here? How many weeks now? 3 weeks. Wow. So, what's your name? Wisdom. Beautiful. This is Wisdom's graph. And God is plotting number of meetings a week. And it looks like it's been 3 weeks now. You are at one. But from this week, you will shoot to two and three. Yes, he keeps the data of your behavior. He knows. And his, what makes him happy is that, do you belong to a bus center? I doesn't know bus center. So he was at the bus center meeting. So that's three. Three. Uh-huh. So it's gone up already. When? Which Friday? Last Friday or 2 weeks ago? How about last week? So that is happy. For how many weeks has he been coming? 3 weeks. The first week was he in a bus center meeting. The first week he came. So that is two, Sunday and bus center. And second week was what? Sunday and bus center. And last week was Sunday and bus center and pastor's meeting. Next week, he must add a choir rehearsal or dancing stars rehearsal. He's a dancer. Oh, he danced today. Aha. Clap for wisdom. Some of you, it's just one. How many of you are scoring one already? And you want to move to two? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Oh. Is it your first time? Will you come again? Good. Is it your first time? Wow. Who invited you to church today? Who brought him? My friend. Oh, it's okay. They are your souls. Do they attend bus center meetings? So today, this week, they have scored one. This coming week, they must score two. Then the following week, they must score five by being at the camp, every day at the camp. So bring them to the camp. Are you coming yourself?
Lift your hand and say, I desire to do more.
I desire to do more.
Unbelievers are doing more.
Say, unbelievers are doing more.
I will desire.
I will desire.
I have the desire.
Oh God,
help me.
Help me.
I'm convinced
I must do more.
Say, I'll pray more.
I'll read more of my Bible.
I'll have more fellowship.
I'll have more fellowship.
I will do more for God. Stand to your feet. I want you to lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. I want you to pray to God and say, Lord, draw me deeper. Draw me deeper. Lift your hands and pray, Lord, draw me deeper. Draw me deeper. Draw me deeper. 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 Akakabata babaya. Ramasandala. I'll do more. 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 Lift your hands and pray for more. Always do more. Do more. Do more. 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 More prayer. More quiet time. More fellowship. More
to the place where you are. Draw me deeper and deep, that I may know your heart.
Now every eye closed. Today I want to pray for someone here. Please put your hand down and close your eyes. There's somebody here who wants more of Jesus Christ. You've experienced him. He's outside you. You've seen him at work in the pastor who was preaching. You saw Jesus in the singers. You saw Jesus in the ashes. You see Jesus in people around. But now you want him to come inside of you. Come into my heart. Into my heart. Every eye closed. I want to say, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus into my heart. I want to be born again today. I want more of Jesus. I want more of Jesus. If you are here and you want to receive Jesus into your life, lift your right hand. I'm going to pray for you right now. Yes, just lift it high. Pastor, I want, yes, I see your hand. Lift it high, high, high. All of you, I see. You want more of Jesus. You want to have more. You want to be born again. You want Jesus. You want more of Jesus. Lift your hand high. You want Jesus. You want Jesus. You want Jesus. If your hand is lifted up, I want you to come to the front here. Come. 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 Come, come.
I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you. Oh, I want more of you. More of you, I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
There is somebody standing there. God is calling you. God is calling you to come to Him. Before I lead these ones, you want to join us here and receive Jesus for your life. You can come now. You can come now. Wherever you are, you can come and join us. Come. 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 God bless you.
I want
God bless you.
More of you.
Come. Come.
I want more of you, Jesus.
Lift your two hands, everyone. Those in front, lift your hands. Everyone, cuts, please. Now say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
today, I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I am a sinner.
I have lived far from you.
I have lived far from you.
And rather very close to sin and evil.
And rather very close to sin and evil. I've worked closely with sinners.
And I've not been able to walk with you.
Today.
I repent.
Oh God. Today.
I repent. Of my sins.
I'm turning around.
Please wash me. I want to start a new life with you.
I want to know you more.
Oh God. Have mercy on me. And make me your child.
Make me your child.
I declare today. That I am born again. I'm starting a new life. This is my life. I am born again. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to serve God. Thank you, Lord. For my great salvation. I will never be the same again. Now point your finger right now. Look at me. Do this. We are now talking to Satan. Say, Satan.
Listen to me.
I will not serve you again. I won't follow you again. I am a child of God. From today. I will live for you.
I will walk with you.
I will walk with you. Say, I will live for you, Jesus.
I will live for you, Jesus.
Satan.
Listen to me.
I'm talking to Jesus.
I'll walk with you.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
You are mine.
You are my God.
You are my Savior.
Satan, listen to me.
I'm talking to Jesus. I'm a child of God. Say, Heavenly Father.
I'll walk with you.
Do this. Say, today.
Today.
I'll walk with Jesus.
Satan.
I'm no more yours. Move away from me. I bind you. I block you. I'm yours, Jesus. I'll walk with you, Jesus. I'll serve you, Jesus.
I will live for you, Jesus.
All the days of my life. I am no more a child of Satan. I am now a child of God. Say, I will live for you. I will serve you. I will draw closer to you. Thank you, Father, for my salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now again, say, Satan. Listen to me. I'll read my Bible. I won't follow you again. I'll go to church. Satan, you have no power over me. I'm going to church.
Say, I'll be a pastor one day. Say, I'll be a pastor one day. Say, I'm now a church builder. I am changed. Say, I'll walk with you. Jesus, I'll save you. Jesus. Amen. You see our sister? Would you follow me? I want all of you to come this way and follow her. Come. Come this way. Clap your hands for them. Clap your hands for them. Are you going deeper in your hand clap? I want today we want to have our communion.
As you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. You made my life so beautiful.
Lift your bread. When we have communion, we come to the Lord's table. We eat the bread and we drink the wine. Why? The bread stands for the body of Christ. So when you eat the bread, you are saying that Christ is entering you. It's a part of your life. Jesus is in your life. You are a born again Christian. So we do this to remember our own faith in God and to remind ourselves that we are not like the unbelievers walking up and down, but we have a relationship with God. So we are about to eat the body of Christ. It also reminds us that Jesus gave himself up for us to enjoy him. That you also can give your life for others to benefit from you. Say the body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Say as I eat it. I am becoming one with God and his plans for me. I am born again Christian. I am a born again Christian. This is the body of Christ. Let's eat it.
I want more of you, Jesus. The more I love you, the more I want to love you, Jesus, more of you.
The cup represents the blood of Jesus. That's a life. That's a life. You can't be here and be living an unbeliever's life. You can't be here and your life is a life of an unbeliever a sinner. No, it's a new life. When you drink the blood, you are drinking the life of Jesus.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus. Let's drink it. Lift your two hands. I'm praying for you right now that you'll be deeper in the things of God. That you are going to walk with God as a born again Christian. You will do more. I pray for you that you will do more. You will do more. You will do more. You push sin away. More. Push evil away. More. And live your life for God. Receive the power. The power to become a son of God. The power to become a child of God. Receive the power. Say, I am a child of God. Say, I receive power to be a child of God. I am born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Mackinac Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.